Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Welcome all you Americans out there. You're all footballed out and with some good games on today. I couldn't see them all, but I got to see some highlights. And there were some real nice games. Okay, so our subject tonight is, can you say communist? Let's talk of Benghazi and the Democrat cover-ups playing on American Alzheimer's. While we are trading two Taliban province chiefs, one expert bomb maker using Obama's Iranian hardware, one Taliban-style CIA chief, and another crazy, all for Bo Birdcall, who got at least five guys killed trying to find him, let us try to get Obama to pardon the Fort Leavenworth 10 families he's sentenced to 20 years of shame and poverty. Kids have been abandoned. Their fathers were tried for unpremeditated murder on the battlefield. It used to be called fighting back. And they were sentenced to 20 years in prison. Why not release them? In their place, we can put the commander who committed cowardice in the face of the enemy, the highest-ranking officer who abandoned his post as a CIC and left witnesses to his cowardice to die at the hands of Muslim troops. Article 99 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice calls for a firing squad for leaving the battlefield and the troops that depended on you to win the battle. I was watching today the top 10 weapons, most deadly weapons in the U.S. arsenal. And there's a few in the Russian one, too. And one of them was a jet fighter. It was capable of traveling at 1,600 miles per hour, over 1,600 miles. Aviano Air Force Base was 400 to 450 miles from the Benghazi rooftop. So that's about 15 minutes. If you want to double it, it's 30 minutes. A half hour, those guys were alive for, I think, 1 to 2 hours. They witnessed their own murder. And they lasted more than 30 minutes. There was an aircraft carrier off the Red Sea coast of Saudi Arabia. Was that another 30 minutes? Where did the drone come from? Usually drones are short-range based Was it really unarmed? Was there only one drone? Where are the drone photos? How many military personnel were relieved of duty that night? How many people were rescued? What are their names and ranks? Will they testify? How many were forced to sign non-disclosure, non-circumvention agreements? That's usually done for people in business. You don't do that with military people. Who were all the people in the Situation Room and any other Situation Room, like SOCOM, observing live betrayal? Who was the last listener to hang up on the 911 call? Who was the next to last? Who was the next to next? What officers found the Fort Leavenworth 10 guilty? And how much combat experience did those judges have? Are there any Taliban photos of Bird Birdcall? Teaching American tactics in Haqqani camp. The Haqqani network takes prisoners for a ransom. They are not hardcore Taliban. The Taliban would have tortured them and killed them. The Haqqani would have fattened them up. The Haqqani network takes a lot of photos when they're selling hostages. Was Boat Birdcall allowed to carry a sidearm? Was he teaching them American battle tactics? Are there any pictures? Where was the closest C-130 gunship to Benghazi? Who gave the order to stand down? And who gave that person their orders? Where was Hillary Clinton at 3 a.m.? Were there any witnesses wounded? Were they given false names and moved around from location to location, avoiding the press? How long after the Turkish ambassador left did the first assault begin? Why was the Turkish ambassador there at all? What is the Syrian connection? How many man pads did Chris Stevens buy? Why are 50 intelligence officers shouting that their reports were doctored to make the party of Obama look good? What the hell are we doing to, and when are we going to wake up and change these communist diapers we're all wearing? It's time to call for Trump. Ask him his opinion. They don't dare. Here's a little, I'm tired of hearing radical Islam. Islam is a religion and a government. There's no such thing as radical Islam. That was created by propaganda artists in the United States. A Muslim is a Muslim. Radical Muslim was invented by the communist media. There is an Arab saying, the fingers are different, but the hand is the same. Beware of who the media likes in this race for the presidency, and that includes the once great, must now be watched, Fox News. Did Obama really say the sweetest sound he ever heard was the prayer call of the Muezzin shouting death to America? And that's Welcome to the Spirit of America, a party. A bartender, a champagne, I have a coupon. Let's give you a tune. I'll take a break. And we'll have some laughs. Ah, here's a good one. Little Frankie Lyman number. It may be, you want to hear an IRS song? I heat up, I can't cool down. IRS got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. My 501c, nobody knows. Every time I submit a name, it heats up like a burning flame. Tea party names flame that fire. The FBI taps my wire. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. 3 years now to get approved. IRS agents on my roof, asking questions like who I know, what's my religion, and church I go. They look for buzzwords like conservative speak, how many members in the Catholic League. Abracadabra, abracadabra, they're going to reach out and grab ya. A committee is formed to check out crime, loaded with democracies who stall for time. Steve Miller denies and sings the blues. He know nothing, only sees the news. I see discrimination in their eyes. They're going after the Christian guys. Just when you think they're going away, another audit come today. Abracadabra, abracadabra, they want to reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. No one knows the next in command. They could not run a lemonade stand. Abandon troops on land and sea. Arrest everyone who wants more tea. Kill the kids before they see. Sell taxable dope to you and me. At this rate, we'll be free. Abracadabra, they're gonna reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. The hearing time, the Dems are slowing. A lot of BS they be throwing. If you catch a czar, they are outgoing. The rest of us are getting a lot of snowing. Abracadabra. They're gonna reach out and grab ya. Okay. Here are some Tea Party headlines, and then we'll maybe zero in on a couple of blogs. Trump on possible Muslim president. And he made a comment, some people have said it already happened. What's wrong with that? Somebody sent me a clips of Obama, at least 5 minutes worth, saying he's a Muslim, and he's going to defend Islam, and Islam discovered America. All kinds of communist, Marxist, Muslim crap. And the Communist Party is very strong in Arab countries. You should know that, just as they're strong in Latin American countries. So when you got people coming here, you might be getting a Marxist Muslim or a Latin American communist. And maybe that's the vote that the Party of Death is trying to make stronger. So they're going after Trump, and he didn't defend Obama. Let me tell you something. I know Secret Service agents that wouldn't defend Obama. One guy told me he's going to use him as a body shield. But he's not his Secret Service agent, so it doesn't matter. He's just wishful thinking, but he could get a transfer. Yeah. Chris Matthews. I call him Chris Matthews Rasmanjani. The guy is sick. He's been sick ever since that dog went on his leg. He has been getting tingles. He's real sick, Chris Matthews. And you know, he dodged the draft. Did you know Chris Matthews dodged the draft? You know how they dodged the draft back then? You could pay off Al Gore's father if you were from Tennessee. Or maybe from other states. He might have been interstate. And this is good news coming in. This is a teletype. It says that Hillary Clinton will take no 3 a.m. phone calls anymore. Nobody appreciated what she did in Benghazi. Yeah. So, Chris Matthews is a draft dodger. Chris Matthews joined the Peace Corps. You see, when the draft dodgers, they said they were doing it for the country, for the good of the country, and they skedaddled. They went up to Sweden. They went to Canada. And Canada got tired of them after a while. Yeah, because all they're doing is laying around growing beards and smoking weed. Yeah, and getting checks from Mater and Pater. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. So the smart ones said, we're going to serve, we're against the war, so we're going to serve the country. We're going to hide out in Africa with the Peace Corps. And that's where Chris Matthews dodged the draft. He went to Swaziland. Then he went to England, smoked, demonstrated against the war. And I just saw that, pardon the expression, bastard. I saw a clip of him decorating a African-American warrior who served his country in World War II and was getting a Congressional Medal of Honor. And that Clinton should not have been allowed to touch that man or touch that medal. And there he is making a speech about the bravery of people whose cloak he's not worthy to touch. Really sad. Really sad, the price that some people pay for freedom, and then the price that other people pay to ride the gravy train. Yeah. So, Chris Matthews went to Swaziland to defend his country against the Vietnam. And somebody said, we didn't have to go to Nam. We didn't have to go to Iraq. We didn't even have to go to work on 9-1-1. If we stayed home, we wouldn't be dead today. Yeah, we went to Nam to fight communism. And I got a message for Krispy Kreme's idol. What's his name? The boss of New Jersey. Bruce Springsteen. Springsteen in German is explosives. In case you're ever around the sign that says that. And he said, we went to Nam to kill the yellow man. That's in his song, USA, born in the USA. He wasn't born in the USA. He was born in Hammer and Sickle Town. We went to Nam to kill the yellow man. Why, there were no yellow men? South Vietnam. There were no Vietnamese priests and nuns who were murdered by the VC. Do you have any idea how ruthless the North Vietnamese were against yellow men in the South? You have no idea what you're talking about. You're reading communist brainwashing points. And while we're talking about communism, I noticed that the Germans got upset that they're being overrun by Muslims. And somebody pointed out, and my wife even noticed it. She says, where are the women? These are all men. 5% of the Muslims that are coming into Europe are all males. Why is that, mommy? Why is that? They're all young males. So anyway, so the Germans getting upset about it, they set fire to an area that was supposed to house 400 of these illegal aliens. That's what they are. That's what they are. What happened to the big brave UN? How come they're not setting up safety zones in their own countries? I understand Jordan is overrun. You know what this is like? This is like all of the helpless and coming in to the fort that cannot accommodate them, and they're going to deplete their health system and deplete their food supply and water, and eventually the Muslims can lay siege to the city and it will be forced to surrender. Did you ever see the movie El Cid? When the Spaniards laid siege, I think it was to a castle in Zaragoza, I think. Or as they say in Andalusian, Zaragoza. You didn't know that, did you? Pure Spanish is very interesting. There's a TH that they sound, Zaragoza. And when I first heard it, it cracked me up because I was expecting it. I knew that that's the way they talked. And Andalusia. But anyway, in the movie, El Cid is laying siege to a city that's starving out. And they brought the catapults up. And what do you think they put in the catapults? Rocks? Flaming rocks? No. Bread. and they got the gates opened. But anyway, that's a movie, and we're living in reality, aren't we? Huh? What's that, an iPod you got your face in? Oh, what? Hello, Facebook. Today I got my hair done. Oh, there's a big bright light over in Manhattan. Oh, what a pretty mushroom. You ever see the Patriot when they blew up the ammunition ship in the harbor? And a woman who was a guest of the British officer said, "Ooh, fireworks." Yeah, unbelievable. When the Russians and the Chinese are raping American troops, everybody, it's a parade. Yeah, and we're in trouble. You have no idea how much trouble we're in. This guy's got 16 months to kill America, and that's what he's doing. He's got 16 months, and he's on he's a catalyst for destroying the United States. So, what else? Oh, there's a rumor that if you live in the following states, you're going to have to get a passport. Did you know that? For domestic flights. If you're flying within the country, you're going to have a passport. They list the states. It'll be coming up pretty soon. I told you about Chris Matthews. He was in Swaziland avoiding the draft. Now he's Mr. Patriotism. And he was decorated by Jimmy Carter, who pardoned all the draft dodgers. That was wonderful. They pardoned all the draft dodgers. And what else was I going to tell you? Chris Matthews was decorated by Jimmy Carter for his guacamole dip during the Nam War. The Germans are burning rest areas for the Muslims, the illegals. And already the communists are at work and they're calling them Nazis. Like this is supposed to be the same as Kristallnacht. But you know what the communists are not telling you? Putin doesn't want to see one of these Muslims. Why don't they send them to Russia? The reason that they've been forced to come to Europe is Putin's weapons, armed ISIL and ISIS. Those are all AK-47s they shoot up in the air. Those are all Russian RPG launchers that they use. Those are all heavy machine guns from the Soviet Union. Why doesn't Putin take in all the Muslims? See how many he takes in. Let he who was without sin cast the first Kalashnikov. And Ted Nugent said, if Obama's a Christian, I'm a gay vegetarian pirate. And I think that was a little harsh. I'd say if Obama is a Christian, then I'm an Apache rabbi. Okay. So let's see what else. So MSNBC, nobody watches that anyway. NBC is nothing but communist. They've been ruled by China for years. And we went to a birthday party tonight for somebody who turned 27. And then we were talking to some senior citizens about living in 55 and over communities. And I said, I'm looking, I found one that's my age, 75 and over, but there's only one house in the community. And they wanted to proof me. Unbelievable. So what else we got? German spy, I told you that. Okay. They try to get Trump. Oh, and there are a few guests at the party felt they liked Carson until he attacked gays and said all gays are pedophiles. I says, I can't believe the guy said that. I'm gonna check it out. So I checked it out, and it goes back to 2013, and he didn't say all gays are pedophiles. He said there are certain lifestyles that lead to a perverted sickness, and that pedophilia was one of them, and that a lot of pedophiles are homosexual. And if you don't believe me, ask all the people that label the Catholic files. Most of those priests are homosexual. There are some, true, there are some that compromise young girls. But he also mentioned the Man-Boy Love Association, which is a pedophile group that caters to homosexual men. And their slogan is, if they've turned eight, it's already too late. How's that? How's that? So, there's a lot of this in the country. There's a lot of diseases. One of them is drugs. Mangus Colorado, he's a blogger. He's talking about the Trump panic. The last federal judge to be impeached was Al C. Hastings, and he is now a member of the same house that impeached him. How is that for justice? Force the courts back under the strict limits of Article 3 without British common law case, law precedent, or usurpation of Justice John Marshall in Marbury versus Madison and McCulloch versus Maryland, then Congress would be forced to do its job. So Mangus Colorado is a pretty savvy guy, and he seems to know the Constitution a little bit. We could all do a brush up on the Constitution. And the Ten Commandments. Yeah, because the Constitution is based on the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt kill all the communists. Pray for the lives of the unborn. Oh, we got to do that, or we're in trouble. Unbelievable. Patrick replied to Ahmed Mohammed, you know, the kid that built the bomb and took it to school as a clock. Let's see what they're saying about it. If that were real, it would have been too late for anyone in that room. People just sit there, no reaction. This is insane. Not funny at all. But people are laughing. He's unlucky. He's not dead with a bullet. He's lucky, you mean. He's not dead with a bullet to his head. Hey, you know what they? You see what they did after they had the blow up in the tube? A guy jumped a turnstile and he had a satchel, and they put a bullet in him without asking any questions. The first guy that got to him shot him in the head, just in case he had a bomb and he had the detonator in his hand. They canceled his brain waves. And then they found out and said, oh, sorry about that. Chin up, old chap. And that's it, man. And that's what happens. You don't cry a fire in a theater. Okay, I'm going to dedicate the next tune, being that it's Sunday and you didn't go to church. It's Sunday for 8 more minutes. I'm going to dedicate the next tune to the Fort Leavenworth 10 and their families, that God helps them because nobody else will. I'm going to dedicate it to all the unborn who are going to be hacked to pieces for money while they're still alive. And I'm going to dedicate it to all the troops that are suffering PTSD. And I'm also going to dedicate it to all the troops, all the vets who have served. And I'm also going to dedicate it to all the cops, firemen, postal workers. Nobody ever, and the sanitation workers. Nobody ever gives these guys credit. I said, if you want to cut down crime, give all the sanitation workers guns because they work the early morning hours. But anyway, and I would also allow the cops to sleep at the firehouse and get some rest while they're working. Why should the firemen be the only one that have beds? And they got some good food at the firehouse. They got some good cooks at the firehouse. So, having said that, to the unborn, there's also another group of people that no one pays any attention to. and they suffer PTSD also, and nobody ever pays any attention to them. You know why? They're battlefield chattel. They're the children of divorced parents. They too suffer PTSD. When they were very young, they were very happy. And as they got older, they noticed their parents didn't get along. And then their parents got divorced. That has been traumatic from anybody that's growing up believing all life is good and there's no evil. When in doubt, go to church. Have a seat. POWs. Prisoners of the womb. Why is it that the people that need God the most don't go to church? It's really sad. It's really sad. They'll spend, some people will spend $500 an hour to talk to a psychiatrist who is crazier than they are. When they go to a church and sit down and go to confession to get all their sins forgiven for $5 and 5 Hail Marys. Yeah, but even if you only went to church and just sat inside, you get a good feeling. You get it's better than meditating, yoga. you get a nice feeling. And who knows, you might meet a saint. You might get married. Time to punish three Democrats. Let's see who the three Democrats are. This is from the Conservative Campaign Committee. They will be held accountable. Oh, I know Patty Murray. She is bad news. She is bad. She votes to burn the flag. She votes to kill kids. Another one that they're naming, that they're going after, the Conservatives are going after, Tez Masto from Nevada. I think she was chosen to take, I might be wrong, I think she was chosen to take somebody's place in Nevada. And Michael Bennett from Colorado. Yep, so those three are considered a threat to American liberty. It is really sad. But they have to be removed from office. So do your best. This one's going to crack you up. You're getting this late-breaking news. I just saw it. I just got to find it. Bear with me a second. There was a fight in a bar in Michigan between Rand Paul people and Mark Rubio. Here it is. Rand Paul advisor punches Marco Rubio staff in a Michigan bar. Rand Paul's national political director has claimed that a top official for Republican presidential rival Marco Rubio's campaign that wasn't the headline, they reversed it, punched him at a conference on a Michigan island Thursday night. Read more. A lot of young people like Mark Rubio. So let's see what it says. Rand Paul's national political director has claimed that a top official for Republican presidential rival Marco Rubio's campaign punched him at a conference on a Michigan island Thursday night. I already told you that. In a Facebook post early Friday, John Yob, somebody should punch him just for having that name, a Michigan-based political consultant who currently serves as national political director for the Paul campaign, said Rubio's deputy manager, Rich Beeson, well, they're tied for names now, sucker punched him in a downtown bar on Mackinac Island. I ran into a guy named Rich Beeson, who frankly I didn't even know who it was at first because he isn't relevant in our political world. Oh, you insulted him. That's why he punched you. You called him irrelevant. He literally physically assaulted me by punching me in the face. The state police are looking for him. I have it on video from multiple angles. This will play out in the national media in the next few hours. Maybe we got to do a rematch, guys. An officer standing in the corner refereeing will be Donald Trump, who will fight the winner. An officer with the Mackinac Police Department told the Guardian he couldn't confirm anything. He says, you know, these politicians, they're all full of, I never saw that before. It's only four letters. It starts with an S and it ends with a T. H-E, shet, something full of shet. Oh, it's a typo? Michigan politics blogger Brandon Hall wrote on Friday he witnessed the alleged barroom episode play out, saying an unprovoked Beeson approached Yob and tried to hit him. Beeson missed a full-on shot, but still stuck Yob's in the face with a powerful blow near the jaw. It was close to his lipstick. And he was scratching and kicking and screaming. Hall said, adding that the Rubio aide was heard trying to whip votes on behalf of Rubio for the Mackinac straw poll throughout the night. The Mackinac Republican Leadership Conference takes place every 2 years on Mackinac Island, where men nail their pants to a log and then knife fight until one is dead. Located roughly 4 hours north of Detroit. Officials say over 2,000 attendees have registered to attend this year. Donald Trump will not be there. Six Republican candidates, Paul, Jeb Bush, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina, Ohio Governor John Kasich, and Senator Ted Cruz. But Ted Cruz says he's not in the fight and that he's not wearing a gun. And Rubio was not slated to speak. That's a little hype, guys. That's to get a little more attention. Because nobody's going to be watching. Yep. They just don't watch in Mackinac. What can I tell you? Wasn't there a Civil War, a naval battle between the Monitor and the Mackinac? I know what it is. It's Merrimack. I'm just playing with words. Don't you know I do that? And here's more articles on the Germans burning down the asylum centers. We can't go there. Who are the real conservatives in the U.S. Senate? Let's see if this, and then they show two girls looking very nice and their ads, and it says older men are going natural. What does that mean? They're growing out their gray hair. Too much. Rodney Dangerfield, I caught a clip of him on Johnny Carson. He was talking about marriage. And he says, my wife and I, after we make love, we have a cigarette. He goes, I got the same pack since 1978. But my wife is up to 3 packs a week. Complete the next arrow to advance the gallery. I've seen this before. Barbara Lee, she's a socialist. May the Lord have mercy on your soul. Oh, this one. She's the Cardinal of California, Nancy Pelosi. Do you know what the Pope did to Nancy Pelosi? See, you only see what the media shows you. You don't see what goes on behind the scenes. Nancy Pelosi went to the Vatican when Pope Benedict was there. You know, the Pope that the communists called a Nazi because he served in the German military? Yeah. He served in the German military. So did every German that was ever born at that time. Everybody got there. And that's going to happen here one day. I just hope that when you get to serve, it's not the Soviet military. Because they might draft you before they draft their own. One gun, one bullet, don't look back. Mark Takano. I can't believe that, Mark. You let the country down. Bernie Sanders spent his honeymoon in Russia. Oh, this woman drives me nuts. I can't understand. I can't understand her constituents. Dear constituents of Sheila Jackson Lee, can't you find one American that best represents you than the one that's playing you for a fool? In the past, Lee's shown support for some of the worst tyrants in the world, including Obama, bin Laden, Castro regime of Saddam Hussein, Hugo Chavez, and Syrian President Bashar Assad. Everybody's got short memories. You see all these people that are overrunning Europe? Many have been sent to Europe by Bashar al-Assad because he's killing them back home with barrel bombs. Do you know that Nancy Pelosi, when she became Speaker of the House, demanded a long-range jet plane because she had to fly back and forth to San Francisco every other day? And she insisted on a extra long jet plane, a long-range jet plane. So the Air Force gave it to her. And guess what she did? She loaded it with the best booze. I think the bar tab was $48,000. She loaded it with the best booze, and then she loaded it with 41 communists. And they all flew to Syria to lick the ankles of Bashar al-Assad, the butcher of Syria. And he took her on a tour. And guess what one of the first stops was? It was a mosque. It was a mosque that is believed to be the arrival place when Jesus returns and he's going to kill all the Jews for 40 days. And that's where Nancy Pelosi went. And I got a picture of her, Bill Nelson, Dennis Kucinich, and one more communist sitting in a classic photo shot around an Ottoman table that Assad uses for all his photo ops. So Nancy Pelosi is sitting in one chair and Assad is sitting in the other. And Nancy is asking him, I imagine this to be happening, Nancy is asking him to close the palace windows because the screams of the American troops having their legs blown off with Iranian copper lug IEDs completed in Syria and run down the street to kill Americans at Obama sanctions their deaths by making this deal with Iran. And Nancy is asking Assad to close the windows because the screams of the Americans are interfering with her ability to discuss peace in our time. So Nancy Pelosi flies on. 41 Democrats went to Syria with her. Nancy Pelosi flies on, not at this particular trip, but another trip. She flies to Rome, and she meets with Pope Benedict. And after the meeting, she wants to have a photo op with Pope Benedict. And Pope Benedict says, no photo. You go out that door. I'm going out this door. And that was the end of her visit. And now Obama is inviting the new pope to the White House to meet transvestites and homosexuals. And this is going to bring us all together. It's going to destroy somebody. That's for Shiite sure. So that's Sheila Jackson Lee. So Democrat Society, Students for a Democratic Society. That's Communist Front Group. There's a lot of communist front groups. Did you know that John Kerry's campaign headquarters in New York were rented by the Soviet American Friendship Society? It's a building that's owned by AGB Front Group. And Jimmy from Brooklyn says, the Institute for Policy Studies is a KGB front group. And you'd be surprised who goes there as guest speakers. So, I could read on. Let me see if I missed anybody, because I jumped out of there. We did that lady. We did this lady. We did that guy. We did Shirley Jackson Lee. We did Bernie Sanders, out and outright Marxist. And I had somebody tell me, went to Baruch. And I'm looking at this kid, and I'm saying, he's half a communist already. The next guy is called Raul Gravalia. I'm probably not pronouncing that right, because I guess he is pronounced H in Spanish. Grijalva. 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 Raul Grijalva. Let's see. He's the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Progressive is a fancy word for communist. Liberal is a fancy word for communist. He's also a member of a radical organization that embraces the separatist Aztlan ideology. He was among 12 members rated by the National Journal as tied for most liberal overall. There's nothing nice about a liberal. Liberals is a sweet word for communists. Michael Honda. Oh, cancel my Keith Ellison. Ruben Gallego. He's one of the new communists on the block. Mark Pocan. I never heard of these guys. David Cicilline. Matt Cartwright. Another one. Oh, and this one. Jan Schakowsky. This one I know. She's a flag burner and I believe a baby killer. She voted for partial birth abortion. Usually the ones that vote for partial birth abortion vote no anesthesia. No anesthesia. And I was shocked to learn. And I think it was from Ben Carson that babies in the womb that get spina bifida operations get anesthesia because they feel pain. And the communists tell you they don't feel any pain. And that's why they're going to hell. They're going to be in boiling through with Ted Kennedy. Did you know that Ted Kennedy, I forget who he was running against for the presidency, went to Russia to ask the communists to front him money to fight? It might have been against Reagan. I'm not sure. Don't hold me to it. But he went to Russia to get money to fight against the opposing candidate. We'll jump back for a tune.
Do bopsy do, boom 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 boom.
Do bopsy do, boom 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 boom.
Chatting with the younger generation, and the View came up, and they were saying after the original View broke up that they don't watch it too much anymore, but that there was a Miss USA contestant that came out in nurse's gear, you know, operating room gear, actually. And she had a stethoscope, and she was describing taking care of a guy named Joe. Well, Joe never got mentioned, the criticism of her. And Jay Behar, what's her name? I think it's Joy. No Joy Behar. made fun of her, and the rest of the apes chimed in. And really outraged when I heard about it, because to me, nurses are the closest thing to saints in this country. And you cannot do in a week what a nurse does in a day. You have no idea. Unless you've ever been in the battlefield, you have no idea what a battle is like. You can say that we didn't have to go to Iraq, but if you've never toted a barge and lift a bale, you have no idea what you're talking about. You're just a butt on both ends of your body. And nurses are my biggest hero. And I'm very annoyed there isn't a statue in Washington, D.C. of the American nurse. There's nobody greater. There's nobody closer to God. Oh, yeah, there's some wild chicks out there. We know that. But for every one there is, there's one that's praying with somebody tonight who's dying. And I listen to these brainwashed kids, and that's what they are. They're brainwashed. They're brainwashed by a media that they trust, that shouldn't be trusted. And they were saying, well, you know, she shouldn't have come out in her nurse's uniform. That, and she had a stethoscope. What nurse has a stethoscope? Not the one that gave me a checkup. It has a stethoscope. 49 years ago, I went to the doctor and I had a fever, and he says you should be home in bed with a nurse. So I married one, and she's got a stethoscope. Yeah, and a blood pressure cuff. These people are so phony. They're so sick. They're so misled. They have no idea. If you want to see what real life is all about, you go get the footage of the 911 tower hits, and you'll see real Americans who are not prepared for anything running and screaming through the streets, jumping in off of docks into the Hudson River and to the East River. You'll see people running from a cloud that they think is radioactive. You'll hear people scream, "Don't run into the subway." You have no idea what Obama is going to do to this country in the next 16 months. And God forbid that one nuke gets to us. You will see panic never saw before. And God forbid that one guy opens up on a shopping day in a mall and he shoots all the strollers first. God forbid in a traffic jam a guy gets out and machine guns everybody on the road. You have no idea what's coming your way. And I got news for you. The greatest generation kept us alive since 1945. Actually, since before that. The greatest generation bought us time. And now it's our turn to do what they did. And you better be ready to answer the call, because you're getting a call. You will not get out of this world alive. And you are not going to be the millennial generation. You're going to be the nuke generation. And nukes come in all sizes. Some of them as small as a baseball. So you better pay attention, because your life depends on it. And you don't want to bury your kids or your grandkids. And this president and this party, both parties, are fools on fool's errands. And they debate Mickey Mouse crap while our enemies are getting closer and closer. And you got a president that's a coyote. So while there's still all the states left, let me give a tribute to back home in Indiana.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends all its fragrance through the fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the wabash, I dream. dream about my Indiana home. The fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I miss my Indiana home.
I love that American accent. It sure beats "When the moonlight is shining bright on the Wabash." I just had a thought. I'll share it with you. That guy that's singing, he's singing in World War II. All of the GIs, most everyone that went to war in World War II did not expect to come home. They felt they were going to go and die in battle. What a sacrifice. What a sacrifice. Now, I think the figure, don't hold me to it, I can tell you the missing in action figure from World War II. Guess how many were missing in action? Never to be found. 77,000. I think the casualty, the killed in action, was 455,000. I have a Star Spangled Banner. That's original, and it has 47 scratches in the record. And I think I did the math on it once. Each scratch was 8,000 Americans who died. And that's how I apologize for the sound of the scratches. I said, just remember that each scratch represents 8,000 Americans who died for us. I'm part of the free ride generation. I served in the military in peacetime. I was after Korea and just got out when Vietnam was beginning. So I had it cushy. Not like the guys in Nam who would trade back home in San Francisco, Chicago, and New York. It wasn't the VC that beat them. It was the cowards back home, the communist cowards who today are in positions of power and can hurt the country more than they did back then. So, having said that, I said how great they must have felt in Europe when Germany surrendered and they could stop losing lives at 445,000. And then they got the word, well, don't get too excited, fellas, but you got to go now fight Japan. And we estimate, the casualties are going to be greater because the entire country intends to fight to the death. We anticipate that a million of you guys are going to die. Thrilled to hear that. They had beaten the Grim Reaper in Europe, and now their government was going to send them to a fight of the Japanese fanatics, and they were fanatics. Then all of a sudden, a guy named Harry Truman got word he's got two bombs he can drop and put an end to the war and save a million American lives. And the communists will tell you we killed 100,000 in Hiroshima and 100,000 in Nagasaki, but they'll never tell you that the Japanese killed 100,000 Filipinos. 12,000 alone on the Bataan Death March. And they killed another 100,000 Chinese in Nanking in one of the most brutal rapes that ever took place of one people against another people. The communists will never tell you that. But the communists were quietly gobbling up other countries. And I can guarantee you, and if you had any brains, you would agree with me, that if the communists, the Russians, had the bomb first, they would have definitely taken more territory than they did. And if they had the bomb first, they might have taken the whole world. And the Japanese, if they had the bomb first, they never would have used it, right? You wouldn't have a West Coast
And if the Germans had the bomb first, well, you see what they did to London during the Blitz. You see what they did to Warsaw when they went into Poland. They definitely, Hitler would have had no reservations about nuking everybody. So aren't you glad that God gave the bomb to us first? Beware the Soviet American media complex. I'm going out with a tune. Let's see what we can do. We can do the second choice of a national anthem. Would you like to hear it? Would you like to hear the second choice?
Eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Of 100 circling camps, they have built for him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His face is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
God keep you safe.